Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Jules Serkin.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right, except you keep trying to squeeze my zit, which is upsetting me a little
bit. I haven't touched your zit.
You're trying to squeeze it, which
I just pointed out that you have
rather... It's the first thing you said as you saw me, rather than just say, hello, how are you?
Yeah, you got a zit. I said, you know you've got
you
a zit.
You love it when I've got something wrong with me.
You see now, if you'd have been a bit more vain, what you would have done is painted it black with a bit of mascara and called it a beauty spot.
Yeah, or put concealer on it.
Yeah, exactly. But
I
you don't care, do you?
No. Couldn't care, no. I'm beyond that, darling.
It's a bit whiffy round here, isn't it?
It's not me.
No.
There's a bit
it's
gassy.
The French, apparently.
It's in Rouen.
It was a gas plant just outside Rouen. Apparently had a gas leak, and that left a nasty whiff over the south of England this morning. Apparently, according to the gas board, though, it's not dangerous or anything, so just a bit smelly.
Well, it's very smelly.
Yeah, thank you, French.
I was quite worried when I came. It was a hell of a long way to travel.
Yeah.
Isn't
well, it just shows you powerful wind blowing in the right direction.
It just shows you, really, makes you think about pesticides, doesn't it? If a whiff of gas, then if they spray something over there in France...
Yeah, and you get it over here.
And look at Chernobyl. Or Chernobyl. What?
Oh, I did a joke about that the other day.
Yeah, go on.
No, I can't do it now.
There's nothing funny about it.
No, there was.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. It was, why shouldn't you wear Russian underpants?
I don't know, why shouldn't you wear Russian underpants?
Because Chernobyl fallout. We got a phone call.
Love it.
We got a phone call, blimey.
Who's calling the Business Bunker?
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Oh, Paul. Hi, it's Louise Chester speaking from Mindfulness at Work.
Hello, Louise, how are you?
She sounds
delighted. I didn't realise I came straight through.
Yeah, no, I'm cooking on gas now, even smelling of gas and cooking on gas. So I put you straight on air. So how are you?
I am very well, thank you very much. And not snowed in, which is great, and it's a beautiful day in East Kent, so I'm very happy.
Brilliant. So I guess you're going to tell us all about mindfulness.
I will.
Why don't you do that?
Yes.
Okay, so mindfulness. It's quite a difficult thing to describe because it's a sort of way of being, really, more than anything else. It's a way of kind of being of being aware of life in a different way. It's a way of having greater attention to the detail of what's happening in your life at any particular moment. It gives you a greater awareness of other people and also other information, things that are going on around you. And it's basically you train yourself, you train your brain to help it to be more effective. And that's what the mindfulness courses that we offer at Mindfulness at Work do. They're sort of exercises for the brain, really, and it builds the grey matter in the more advanced areas of the brain, in the front area, the prefrontal cortex, and that's sort of we call it the executive function. It's the bit of your brain that actually makes good decisions. It's less reactive and more responsive, and it helps you to analyze what's going on around you and respond in a sort of productive way.
Absolutely.
So that's sort of what mindfulness is, I suppose.
Absolutely. And even though I'm a bearer of very little brain, I did the mindfulness program with Louise some time ago and thoroughly enjoyed it and got an enormous amount of benefit out of it.
Do you find now that when you're in a stressful situation that you can actually step back a little bit from it and be more objective and less emotional?
Absolutely. I haven't punched anyone for ages.
Well, that's good. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because that's what we find with a lot of people when they're... I mean, we've obviously delivered our course to hundreds and hundreds of people now, and a lot of what they find is that they're actually just... They're calmer, and they're able to... You know, when that really irritating email comes through...
Yeah.
Instead of firing one straight back, you can kind of stop, observe how annoyed you are... and just take a deep breath and be able to be kind of more objective and wait, you know, have that little gap.
Yeah.
And actually, then either not send one back, or when you do, it's actually one that's going to create value rather than kind of just escalate situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those that know about such things, the incidents of amygdala hijack in my life have dropped enormously. And even if I do react to something, you know, badly, I actually very quickly get it back on track.
I think what happens is that so our course, there's a proprietary course that we do, which is actually, being looked at now by Oxford and Southampton universities, both have faculties in mindfulness.
Cool.
So with our course, what you do is it's once a week for 45 minutes that you train with a trainer in a group.
Mm.
And then you practice these little very simple brain exercises for 10 minutes every day yourself with a CD. And I know you continue to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daily, Paul. And then you have a daily prompt, a daily email prompt that comes through.
Mm.
And what's really interesting is that MRI scans have shown that after 4 weeks of just doing 10 minutes a day of these mindfulness practices, as well as your gray matter in your prefrontal cortex actually having thickened, so it's become better and more effective. Your amygdala, which is your fight or freeze, you know, response area, that actually shrinks because you're not using it so much. And the neural pathways in your brain actually have changed. So when life kind of hits you, instead of it firing your amygdala, and you can see the kind of trace of the neural pathways through your brain to that area, it actually fires a different area, which is more advanced area of your brain. So that change happens, can happen after just the 4 weeks.
Blimey.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I noticed,
it really is.
I noticed, Louise, that Paul Andrew's front lobal periphery, yes, was really advancing, advancing merrily after your course. And he did start drinking ginger tea as well after your course.
My
yes,
goodness.
And he cut the caffeine out.
Did he? But the thing is you kind of don't need it so much in a way, sort of caffeine and the things that kind of really you use to kind of fire yourself up.
The adrenaline, yeah.
Yeah, because you're just on a much more kind of even keel. Mm.
And
yeah.
Today as we speak, he's wearing lovely sort of silk lemon pyjamas.
No,
yeah,
she's lying.
He's got little wooden balls.
She's making it up.
And now that is actually, Jules, that's one thing, that's a myth I really want to dispel.
Wear lemon silk pyjamas.
Yeah, is that, you know, I've been practicing mindfulness for 19 years now, and, you know, I started practicing when I was working in the city and I was an investment analyst. Really, really high-pressure job.
Yeah.
And I just happened to have the luck of being introduced to mindfulness by my next-door neighbours. They were super cool and always, you know, very chilled, even though they both had very, very serious jobs. And when I found out what it was that they were doing, I said, you know, can you teach me? And, you know, so I went through all my time, you know, director of different investment banks and, you know, looking after billions of pounds of assets and everything. And I didn't have to shave my head or wear orange robes once. You know, and I think that's the thing about mindfulness is, and that's what's so exciting for me now is that the science shows that this is incredibly effective.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, you know, knit your own yogurt and sit cross-legged and, you know, anything to do it. It's just a very, very practical
tool. There's nothing wrong with a knitted yogurt, Louise.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be sharing a recipe for knitted yogurt on your next show.
I'm sure I will. Perhaps you'll send me one.
Cool. So, Louise, tell us how can, if we want to get involved in doing some mindfulness training.
Okay, I'll tell you, but don't tell anybody else.
We'll keep it a secret. Just you and me.
Okay. Well, I'd like Jules to come if she
I'd
can.
I'd love to. Tell me when it
okay,
is.
Okay, so it starts, the next open course, we run a lot of courses in big corporates. But a lot of people ask us, you know, when can we, you know, we work for X and, you know, they're not quite there yet. So can we access it outside work? So we put on sort of not-for-profit courses every now and then in different areas. So we've got one in Canterbury at a place where I work, actually a place called Fruitworks, which is a co-working site that also they also do kind of multimedia there as well. But it's there, so it's Fruitworks in Stour Street in Canterbury.
That's just on the back of Canterbury Whole Foods.
Yes, yes.
If you are
yes.
knitting your yoghurt.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You can do the two together.
Yeah.
So that's a really nice venue. They also have a monthly event called Create there. So it's a great, it's a really nice venue. So that's next Thursday.
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday for 4 weeks. So that's the 30th.
That's Paul's frontal lobe working there, isn't
it? Yes, I hope, Paul, you might be able to make it. Because the nice thing about the course is that even if you've done it, it's really nice to drop in. We also have one running with Brew and Dolphin in London starting on the 28th of February, and we've got several running in Oxted. And all of the details are under the courses page on our website.
Right. Give us a shout for that website, Louise.
It's www.mindfulnessatwork.com.
Brilliant.
And it's under there's a courses page and there's an open courses.
Cool. That website is also linked on the Kent Business Radio website.
Oh, great.
And there's also a link to the specific course in Canterbury.
Great.
On the Kent Business Radio website as well, so you can find it either way.
And the other thing is that the person who's training the course in Canterbury, Jean Watson, she's a great sort of educationist, and what we've done is we've done a special offer for students as well. So if anybody has any of their kids who are at uni in Canterbury or whatever, there's a even more reduced rate for them.
Fantastic. That is really brilliant. And no, I will definitely be dropping into that.
Fantastic.
I will definitely
really
be coming along.
It.
It's a super course. Do book up.
Yes.
I happen to know the tickets are kind of flying out of the door now, so
yes.
People do need to book fairly quickly now, and the first one takes place the week after next anyway. So
a week on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Early evening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Louise, can I ask you, you were doing that lovely cookery course there at Witherden School.
Oh, my goodness.
Has that been, or is it coming?
It was last weekend. Emily did her first one, but she's going to do them monthly. And for me, it's really special because here at Witherden School, we have an area called, we're an organic spa retreat, but we also run and facilitate people to be able to run courses here.
Yeah.
And my mum, actually, is a food writer, and in fact, back in the 70s, she won Sunday Times Best Cook of Britain and came second in the competition for Europe and had her own cooking school. And
what's your mum's name?
She's called Nicola Cox.
Right.
And she was one of the first sort of cookery writers, and she had this cooking school. And so we used to have, and Mary Berry's a really good friend of the family, and she and Prue Leith and all these famous people used to come down and cook with my mum at this cooking school. And it's just amazing that we've now got cooking courses starting here, which was really, when we did the workspace, one of the things I said is it'd be lovely to have some cooking lessons here. So it went really well. Emily's booked up again. I'm not quite sure. I think there's a date sometime in February, and she wants to do the monthly, so I'm short of bits on that.
Well, you'll have to tell Scoff and Quaff when that comes up so that they can talk about it on the show.
Yes, we would love that.
Louise, absolutely fantastic to talk to you. Thank you so much.
All right.
I will see you on Wednesday the 30th at the mindfulness course.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for calling
us. Have a great day.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Louise Cox-Chester there from UK Mindfulness and Mindfulness at Work, and also the owner of the Witherden's Hall, the fantastic spa at Wingham just outside Canterbury. We're going to be talking to our first phone guest fairly soon. I want to just do a couple of shout-outs. We've got loads and loads of tweets coming in. First couple of them are birthday shout-outs.
Oh.
Want to wish a happy 13th birthday. 13. A teenager now.
Yeah.
To Eke Media.
Ah.
Yeah, lovely so, Brent McNaughton and the guys down there at Echo Media. It's their 13th year in business in the next week or so. So happy 13th. Don't get stroppy teenagers though.
No.
And talking of stroppy teenagers. Yeah, stroppy teenagers, one that isn't a stroppy teenager anymore. I want to wish a big happy birthday for tomorrow for, Jamie Andrews, my oldest son. Ah. It's his birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Jane. Looking forward to,
giving you the bumps.
No, we're going for a dinner at the Good Shed.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so it'll be really nice.
Tomorrow evening,
yeah.
Lovely.
So looking forward to that. Happy birthday, mate, and, good stuff. We got a gazillion more tweets. Mater Baron, who was on the show last week.
Hello, matey.
Has just sent us a tweet, and she's got a webinar.
It was the week before, darling, wasn't it?
No, it's last week.
Was it last week?
No, it's last week.
Does the time go?
Yeah. Okay. It was Spanish week last week.
Yeah,
it was French
that's right.
week the week before.
Yeah.
Maso was on, and she's got a webinar on this Thursday, the 24th, and you can find out all about that at her website, which is matebaron.com, MaiteBaron.com. So do check up on that. But do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
Bit of tunage.
And who are you playing?
Bit of Boys Are Back in Town.
Oh, hey. Finn Lizzy. Yeah.
with the Business Bunker.
Oh, a bit of Thin Lizzy there. The boys are back in town. Hopefully, we've got our first guest on the phone now, Belinda.
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Hello, Belinda. Lovely to hear from you.
Well, thank you
Belinda,
for having me on the show.
Belinda is from About Directors.
That's right.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. I don't know why.
I can hear it very clearly.
Can you hear it clearly? Yeah. It might be my headphones then.
You've been mindful enough, Paul.
Ah, that'll be what it is.
I think it's his frontal lobes bulging into the headphones.
No, I'll tell you what it was. I sat on my headphone cable and turned my headphones down. Hey, that's...
Have you turned it up now?
That's top DJing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Belinda, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about directors?
About directors, yes. Yeah. Well, might be helpful to tell you a little bit about my background.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Put it into context a little bit. My background is as a coach and a leadership development consultant.
Right.
In London, I've worked with two of the biggest global headhunting firms.
Oh, right.
Advising
okay.
FTSE corporations and, well, both ends of the spectrum, actually. FTSE.
Who are they?
Oh, all sorts. Who are the,
two of the biggest, you said?
Firms? Corn Ferry International.
Right.
And, Whitehead Man.
Right. Thank
Blimey,
you.
Blimey, never heard of them.
And so I've worked with a lot of FTSE companies and private equity-backed companies and advising them on their top teams.
Yep.
And then 3 years ago, I set up my existing business here in Tunbridge Wells about talent and started going around to the various many networking groups that are on offer.
There's quite a few, isn't there?
There are. There's an awful lot.
Especially over in Tunbridge Wells, because
well,
you've got exactly. Twaddle.
We're a sociable bunch in Tunbridge Wells, I tell you. We do like to go out and do a bit of networking. So I started, you know, doing my thing, going around to all of them, and I noticed two things. One, that there's a lot of very passionate small business owners in Tunbridge Wells.
Absolutely.
And two, that, yes, there are a lot of networking groups and an awful lot of business advice, but everything seems to be focused on, you know, sales leads and how to maximise your profit for the short term and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And so that's really what led me to set up About Directors as a forum for people who like to network but who see the value of improving their leadership skills as a way to develop their business.
Right, okay.
So really sort of, you know, growing their own set of skills and you know that helps them build their business.
Okay, so how does it work as a format? What actually happens at a meeting, as it were?
Learning lunches is what the idea behind it is.
Right.
So membership entitles you to 6 lunches a year with 10 fellow directors. So
right.
You basically create a panel of you know, an advisory board, essentially.
Okay.
And share.
So it's kind of like a mastermind board.
It's sort of a mastermind board. You know, you bring your experience, you share your ideas, you brainstorm around a table. There'll be a leadership coach at every lunch and also a business expert, you know, specifically to talk about whatever topic you want to bring to that lunch and
okay,
brainstorm
I understand.
About.
Yeah.
And the focus really is on solving problems.
Right, okay.
Rather than just the networking. And of course the networking will all, you know, comes as part of it anyway. Any group of people that get together, there's going to be networking and there's going to be business leads and there's going to
of
be...
Of course, of course.
Know, sharing competitor information and that sort of stuff. But, you know, this is a sort of supportive forum.
So basically in a quite convivial setting of lunch... you have a group of, they're always director level people, I guess, or senior
exactly.
partners.
Directors or partners of professional services firms who, you know, want to grow their practice or develop their skills a bit more.
And does one come to the meeting with a problem in mind, or is it, you know, a bit more informal than that, or do you come along and say, look, my issue is this, how do we move forward with this?
Yes, I mean, I think people will come along with, you know, a specific problem that they'll have in mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there isn't, if nobody's got any issues at all that particular lunch.
Yeah, that's never happened in the history of anything, has it? I've never known any business person went, problem. No,
yeah,
can't think of one.
I don't have any problem with anything.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. But, you know, otherwise then we can, I'm sure I'll be able to put something together.
Yeah, absolutely.
To talk about.
Okay, and you, did you say you get on average about 10 people attend each
yes,
one?
Yes, well, a maximum of 10 people to each lunch, or 10 directors at each lunch, 12 in total, because then there'll be, you know, a coach and a business expert there as well.
Okay.
Otherwise, that gets too much to really be able to have a proper discussion.
Sure, and I know that it's a very new business that you started.
That's right.
Have you run many of these yet?
No, the official launch is happening on Thursday.
Oh, right, okay.
And, I mean, the website is up and running if people want to go and have a look.
Give us a shout for the website.
It is www.aboutdirectors.co.uk.
Okay, cool. We'll have a link to that on the Campuses Radio website.
Fantastic.
So the launch is Thursday. Sorry, I interrupted
you. Thursday. And you know, signing up members, and as soon as we have a decent number of members signed up, we'll start doing the lunches.
Okay, so you haven't got a lunch date planned yet. You're going
to
kind of wait and see who's joined first.
Exactly. But concurrently, we also do, you know, networking alongside that.
Yeah, of course.
At the beginning of the year, I took over the running of West Kent Networking.
Right.
Along with my colleague Caroline Marsden. And so that provides the sort of informal monthly networking evening event.
Cool.
Alongside the more structured learning lunches.
Excellent.
And that's up and running already.
Absolutely. Just coming back to About Directors, is that, are you intending it to be a West Kent focused thing, or are you broadening out to a larger area? What's the plan?
To start off with, I'm going to start in Tunbridge Wells, because obviously that's where I'm from, and that's what I know, and that's what I care about.
Yeah.
You know, I'll expand it around, I mean, Tunbridge Wells and the surrounding areas. Mm. And, you know, I'll expand it out as I can and as the need requires, really.
That's brilliant. Belinda, we wish you much luck with that.
Thank you.
Are you continuing with About Talent as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about there's too many abouts in that sentence. Tell us about Talent.
About Talent is my coaching and talent management business.
Right.
I provide recruitment advisory service, career coaching, leadership coaching, talent management for organisations.
Brilliant.
Research for headhunting firms.
Okay.
A range of things.
And give us a shout for the website for that business.
That is www.abouttalent.co.uk.
That's fantastic. We'll also put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fantastic. Thank you.
please do let us know how the launch goes.
Thank you.
You know, we will follow it with interest. And when you arrive in my area, I'll certainly join up.
Fantastic.
For the lunch.
I'll hold you to that.
No, absolutely. I'm always fascinated for things like that.
I've had some good feedback, actually, from the invitations to the launch, that, you know, it's sort of refreshing to have something a little bit different, a bit of a different angle, and actually it's the learning angle that people seem to like. When I first start talking about it, oh, God, not another networking group.
Yeah, it does require something different, because you're quite right. There is a lot of just basic, you know, networking groups about these days, so it does require something a little bit different.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Give us a shout out for your Twitter handle as well, so we can get you some Twitter followers.
My Twitter handle is nice and easy, @aboutdirectors.
Brilliant. So give Belinda a follow, that @aboutdirectors, and check the websites out, and all the links are on the Kent Business Radio website. For the moment, Belinda, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you ever so much.
We wish you lots and lots of success with your new venture, and continued success with your existing venture, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks ever so much.
All right, Belinda. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Belinda Wright there of About Directors. You can follow Belinda on Twitter @AboutDirectors, or you can look at aboutdirectors.co.uk website. Cool. So a completely different way of looking at networking and doing business.
Tunbridge Wells is a very nice cafe there called Juliet's that do these enormous, really big cakes in the window.
Really?
You know, those double-decker ones with jam and cream in
really?
The middle. Yeah, huge Juliet's.
Trust you to know that.
Yeah, there's always a queue there.
Trust you to know that.
I just queue and
was
wait.
Was it in Camden Road?
I don't know the road. It's just by the station. Is that...
oh, right, no.
There's a new supermarket there.
Yeah.
What was it? I can't remember. Morrison's, I think.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
So you do know the cake shop, then?
I know everywhere in Tunbridge Wells. I know everywhere.
But you can go up the hill, can't you, and all that. But that's the only bit I know, that bit.
You can.
I know the cake.
Do you know, we've been on the air 30 minutes. We haven't read an email yet.
I think,
unbelievable. And I've got a gazillion tweets as well. I think you can do an email.
Okay, well, talking of networking, we've got the Kent Business Tweet up. Couple of meetings. The next one for your diary is at Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury. There's free parking. This is informal business networking for any Kent or surrounding businesses. It's on the Thursday, that always the last Thursday of the month for Lenley's. So it's the 31st of January. And it's at 10 a.m. until 12. A lot of the people stay on for lunch at the Terrazzo, where you can have a lovely cordon bleu, little confit of duck for about £8.25 with some elderflower cordial. There's also, hope to see you all there, that's Ken Lloyd. Thank you, Ken, for that. That's Ken Lloyd of Charisma Partnership and Design, or Charisma Design Partnership. I'm never quite sure. And then the next one after that is the 6th of February. This is from Arga Gordon. Hi, Arga. This is on the 6th of February, 10 to 12, and it's at the Miller's Arms, 2 Mill Lane, St Radigan's, Canterbury. All of these are on the kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk website. Thanks for that, Ken Lloyd.
Brilliant. Thank you for that.
And Arga.
I've got a few dozen tweets to try and catch up on.
Who tweeted?
Just run through some very quickly, just mm-hmm. people saying hi, basically. We got Lisa Settles, Telcare Limited.
Of course, she's had a marathon. She's listened to Scoff and Quaff, and yeah. then now she's listening to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, she's probably working, listening while she's working.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Marnie Summerfield-Smith with Marnie Memoirs is listening in.
Hello, Marnie.
And we've also had a tweet from a new follower called Old Postcards. That's their Twitter handle. It says, hello, can we have a mention, please? We sell vintage postcards and have over 200 of Kent in our online store, which is oldpostcardsetc.co.uk. I'll give you that again. oldpostcardsetc.co.uk. That's all one word.
Ah, well, they need to get in touch with Alan Noke, don't they?
They probably do.
Yeah, they can go on the iShop Kent website.
Yep.
So check that out. Google yep. iShop Kent.
Oh, they're going mad now. You can also look at our Facebook page, they tell me.
Mm. Which and probably is, like it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, facebook.com/oldpostcards.
Ask them if they know where I can get some vintage plates from.
Okay, they've also given me a link to their Kent section so that you can actually look at the postcards, but I can't read that out because the link's too long.
Great idea. I wonder if it's sort of bawdy ones, you know, like the old...
I don't know. We'll have to have a look and check it out. What I'll do is I'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio website later and then people can check it out if they want to. We've also had a tweet from Jupiter in Velvet.
Well, they're new.
Yeah, which are a new...
And that could be... what could that be? Drinks?
I think they're a band, actually.
Oh, really?
That's what I think they
are. How hip.
Yeah. Beaujolais boy.
Hello, Ian.
He's listening now. And I think he's talking about, the boys are back in town actually, because I think he's bopping along to the music.
I don't think he gets up early enough to listen to Scoff and Quaff, do you?
Nah, I bought this years ago in my DJ days. So, So thank you for that. That's Ian, Beaujolais boy.
I expect he's quaffing something now.
Anyway, oh blimey, I've got 23 more. I can't read all of those. We'll get to them eventually.
Skim them.
Yeah, we'll carry them. We'll go through them. And I've got 9,872 emails as
Is
well.
That
but
all?
I'm going to read this one. Yeah,
You're
I counted
unpopular,
them.
You're unpopular, aren't
you? Yeah. Core Financial Services are offering free pension reviews. Do you have a frozen personal pension or a scheme from a previous employer? We will reveal. Ta-da! How well your pension has performed over the past 5 years. Ta-da! How much you're being charged. And what you're likely to receive when you retire. If you want to know more about that, you can email Darren at drutherford@coreifa.co.uk. I shall read that out in more detail. All one word, drutherford, R-U-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D, at core, coreifa.co.uk. So if you want your pension reviewed, check it out with those guys. They're great guys. I know those guys as well.
They could be a pension advice or they could be apple growers, couldn't they?
Cool. Yeah. Very good, Jules.
Mm.
I also want to mention this. Some good friends of mine at Sagittarius Digital.
Mm.
We are proud to announce that Sagittarius Digital has been awarded a BIMA. That's the British Interactive Media Award. For the GetSomeHeadspace.com project in the leisure and culture category. The category included some very strong nominees who they beat, and who they beat were BBC Sport
Wow.
and Visit Cornwall.
Well done. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So we provided a show reel where we can find out more about getsomeheadspace.com. It helps to illustrate some of the key elements of the website and the campaign with design and build, information architecture, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, and the Facebook app, all being integral to the success of the project. Sagittarius Marketing worked with WIP and Anna Charity to help deliver the overall project. And the website utilizes Sagittarius Digital's own platform, which includes a powerful subscription-based system developed over a number of years and already used across our other clients, including Rizla and Suzuki.
Wow, well done.
So if you want to check them out, that's Sagittarius-Digital.com. And I happen to know they're based in the Ashford area.
And you can get your horoscope read at the same time, so.
Something like that, as long as you're born in December, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, go on, do another email.
Well, you know KLM, when we had Henri.
Henri Arcade, yeah.
Arcade. Do you know, you've got quite a good memory, haven't you, for that sort of thing? Because I couldn't remember his surname. I was being tactful.
Yeah.
Well, KLM, as you know, if you were listening, Bunker Listener, are now offering promotional fares to Manston passengers. And they're saying with the imminent arrival of twice daily flights from Manston to Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, international business travellers can now book flights and connect to many of the 190 destinations served by KLM Royal Dutch Airline at special introductory prices. With every business looking to save money, flights from Manston are set to prove very popular with after KLM unveiled a list of its promotional destinations on the Business Bunker. It was a coup for us on the Business Bunker to have Henri on. As a result, local firms will be better placed to make the most out of trade opportunities with the emerging economies in South America and Asia, as well as the likes of Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Dubai, Qatar, via flights from Schiphol. Business passengers looking to build specific trade links with China can also benefit from the KLM promotion. And the airline is currently offering return flights to Beijing, get this, £472.
That's pretty good.
That's a no-brainer, isn't it? It's fantastic. You could go and get your lemon silk pyjamas from there, very cheap. Hangzhou.
What, Manston?
Where's Hangzhou?
China.
Hangzhou, from 518. Xuanliu, I can't even say this. Xuangliu.
That's
Xuangliu. That must be China.
Shanglu, yeah.
Oh, don't pretend you know how to say it.
I can do better than you.
With that face. From 553 and Xiamen. X-I-A-M-E-N. Did you put these in? From 543.
Read it out, Jules.
For flights.
Read it out.
I've got the wrong number here. Oh, for flights taken from the start of Manston service, it starts on the 2nd of April, a listener, until the 15th of June 2013. So that's when you get the special trade prices. Return flights from Manston to Dubai via Schiphol are on offer from £346.
Some great prices there for
things. You could nip over there and get a little bit of sun, couldn't you?
Mm.
A bit of sun and a falafel. What could be more? Maybe a camel ride. Mm. Hong Kong from 513 and the 12,200-mile round trip to Rio de Janeiro. Little nip, little tuck. Available from £507. There you are. You could have your little facelift, couldn't you, in Rio de Janeiro?
What are you trying to say?
It's the place to go. So if booked by the 31st of January, so how long is that? A week?
Mm-hmm.
And subject to the airline's standard terms and conditions. Let me read you out the website. It's www.manstonairport.com. Latest KLM promotions, booking flights. Don't forget you can go to all of Europe's major commercially and culturally vibrant cities for £79 return, including taxes and charges when you stay for a minimum of two nights or a Saturday night. Loving that. I want to go.
Cool.
I'm going to book my flights. I fancy Abu Dhabi or Bahrain.
Right. You don't fancy China because you can't pronounce it.
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could do Beijing.
Yeah. Anyway, if you go to China once, you just want to go back again straight away.
You're still hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I got that.
I've got to read a couple of these, otherwise we'll lose the context of the tweets. And then we're going to talk to our studio guests.
Is there ever a context to the tweets?
Yeah, well, Caroline M is saying, I'm listening to Vanilla Web and about directors. And I'm also reading Ladies Who Launch in the Kent and Sussex Courier all at the same time.
Wow.
So, Caroline, thank you for joining us.
Multitasking.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin Emmons, hi, Paul. I just want to mention Kent 2020 Live. We are proud to be the official graphics suppliers again this year. So that's Kevin Edmonds of DMS Graphics. Also, the absolutely lovely Dawn Russell has now sorted herself out. She was having some problems listening to us earlier for some reason, but she's just saying, I logged off and logged back on and now I can hear you loud and clear.
I have no idea what she was listening to, but she said it wasn't Thin Lizzy.
No, it could have been a temporary blip. We do have some systems that cut in if you...
Do you have blips?
If we have broadband issues or if we exceed the listenership, we have an automatic thing that cuts in so you don't have dead air. So she may have just got in at a point when...
Well, Caroline Gray has tweeted to say that the Tunbridge Wells Juliet Cake Shop is in the High Street, just for your, so that you, if you do want a cake, you can go.
Cool. Okay. Thank
She's
you for that.
Listening in.
And also Emily Hawkes, another new listener. Please give a shout out to my Deliciously Healthy Kitchen, next Deliciously Healthy Cookery class on the 23rd of February. At Witherden's Hall.
Tying in nicely, Emily.
Yeah.
Well, send it through to Scoff and Quaff, which is a far superior show on at 11 to 12 on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, far superior to this. Yeah.
Tweet Scoff and Quaff.
It's produced properly for a start.
Yes. But that producer was making a lot of noise in the background of my show today.
Whatever. I dropped my papers.
Yes. Quite a few times.
It would be really nice to talk to our studio guest now, I think.
Yes.
Who's been waiting very patiently to talk to us over all this other nonsense.
With his cup of chamomile tea, that's it.
And he's very calm and laid back and all the rest of it. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome, at last, to the Business Bunker. We've tried to get him on before and we couldn't get the dates organised, but it's absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. Paul Barron of the Kent Foundation. Hi, Paul.
Hi, and it's great to be here. Thanks
for
inviting me.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Tell our listeners a little bit about Paul Barron and about the Kent Foundation.
Okay, I didn't expect to talk about me, but that's probably a trick question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you born, first of all? Where is your lovely accent from?
I was born in South Leeds.
So, Eyotup Barfoot Jar.
A long time ago.
So can you just say Eyotup Barfoot Jar?
I can, but I won't.
What you could answer is a sensible question, not like one of her silly questions. Leeds is in West Yorkshire or South Yorkshire?
West Yorkshire.
West Yorkshire. Okay, thank you for that.
In the West Riding.
Right, okay, cool. Enough of that. And we'll make no more mention of whippets, flat caps, clogs or anything else.
Pigeons.
Carry on.
Timmy Taylor's beer.
Just ignore her, Paul.
Timmy Taylor's beer, though.
Just ignore her and carry on telling us about Paul Barron and, more importantly, about the Kent Foundation.
Sure, well, I've been with Kent Foundation for just over 5 years now.
Right.
And I was the first full-time employed person there. So what we had to do was I had to build an organisation and start to deliver and pilot the services that we currently offer, which have proved to be extremely successful over the last 5 years, although the Kent Foundation has been in existence for over 25 years.
Really, that long?
And historically has been there to give low-interest loans to young people, business loans to young people in Kent. That wasn't as effective as it ought to have been, so that service ceased in about 2006, and we came up with a new plan in 2007, which was launched in 2008. And since that date, we're very proud to announce the 1st of April last year that we'd actually had 100 new businesses that we'd been working closely with and supported with. So I think that was a good figure.
Absolutely fantastic. Look, just so in case there is anyone in Kent that doesn't know, there shouldn't be, but let's just give an overview of what the Kent Foundation does. It's a charity, that's right, yeah?
We are a charity, and I think that's quite important to emphasise, because as a charity, we've got this philosophy that we will try to work with young people who are starting a business in Kent. So they're the only two criteria. They want to run a business in Kent, and it's their age is under 30. So that's the two criteria. Starting a business in Kent, under 30. And the important thing is that we try to work with young people and offer the service they require. So we will field a telephone call or an email a few times a week from various people all over the county. And the first thing we're trying to do is set up and meet them. And then with that young person, we'll look at what they need and how we can best support them. We're not driven by targets. We're driven by the fact that we want to get young people into business.
Absolutely. Cool. And so far, you've done 100?
Well, that was the 1st of April last year, so right. we're well past 100
now. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. We're not as good as we ought to be at crunching numbers. We're a very small organisation, so we'd rather spend our time delivering high
actually
quality
doing
services.
It rather than talking about it. No, I couldn't agree with you more than that. You know, we do get a lot of target-led stuff where numbers are chucked out and willy-nilly, and people go, oh, we've done this or we've done that in terms of numbers. But it doesn't really mean anything because it depends on the quality of what you've done rather than the absolute numbers.
Yeah, sure. So the kind of services we run when a young person calls us. So, for example, a guy came in to meet me on yesterday afternoon.
Monday.
Where's the week gone? And we sat there for an hour, and we pointed him the direction of some funding, which he might be able to get. And we're currently matching him with one of our volunteer business mentors. We recruit and train volunteers from the business community in Kent, and we will match those trained volunteers with young people. And the pledge from the business mentor is that they will offer 1 hour a month, right, free of charge to a young person, sit with them, speak with them, and listen to them, which is highly important, and try and help that young person make their own business decisions for themselves, but with a little bit of support from one of our mentors.
Cool. Just give me a bit more background as well in terms of logistically how you work. Are you based in Maidstone?
We're based in Maidstone, and we're very fortunate we get some support from Kent County Council, including three offices.
Right.
So we're delighted with that because that obviously cuts down a lot of our overheads.
So where are your offices based?
In Sessions House in County Hall.
Oh, right, okay. Uh-huh.
We call it the Lower Penthouse.
All right.
just underlooks County Square, so it's a good place to
lovely
be.
Lovely place, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely place to be. Very historic and a great place for our organisation to be based. But we'll cover the county. We work from east to west, north to south throughout the county, and we offer a range of service. Logistically, there's a small number of us. We only have two full-time people.
Right.
We have volunteer trustees, we have volunteer mentors, we have volunteer project organisers as well. We're running a programme at the moment called Kent Entrepreneurs Initiative, which is the next stage is tomorrow afternoon in Canterbury. It's a programme that started before Christmas, and that's completely run by one of our volunteers.
Right.
And then he gets some admin support from our office, but he's fully responsible for that programme. We work very closely. The programme started in December. It's a monthly session, and it culminates, a monthly session of kind of some education and development for those young people.
Right.
But it culminates in what we describe as a nicer version of the Dragon's Den,
right,
where young people will make a pitch for support, and that support they get is entirely given free by people of the business community.
Right.
Last year we had a marketing expert, a business development expert, we had a legal guy, we had a financier, and we had a bank. And throughout the evening in the final last year, we had 9 finalists,
right,
and every one of them got something. And all those panel members offered that support for as much as they could give for what was required by that young person. As I say, it was free of charge. So we're very good at getting people to do things free for us
and
free for those young people who need it.
Brilliant. So as a young business, do you tend to deal with the 18 to 24 group, is that right? Or is
minimum age?
We don't really have a minimum age. We try to target the 18 plus. There's legal reasons for that, as you're probably aware, for anybody to start a business. You can't hold a legal contract under the age of 18. But we have worked with young people under the age of 18, and that's fine. They would have to have any contract signed by a guarantor. And if we're working with a person who's under 18, we would ensure that the person who is working with them, whether it's me or one of my full-time colleagues or one of our volunteers, they would therefore have a CIB check, because that would be required in an organisation.
Yeah.
But we don't get many under 18s, it's fair to say. So we tend to target the 18 to 30-year-olds. Some of the projects, for example, we run a very intensive residential programme in the summer each year. We've done 4 now. And that age group, we tend to target kind of the 18 to 24-year-olds. So
right,
the dynamics in that group would be much closer.
Okay, cool. We've had a couple of tweets while you've been talking there, Paul, from Daniel at Mintfresh.
And Daniel says, please shout out Mint Fresh Services, a cleaning company, and we were originally funded by the Kent Foundation, and we're doing extremely well in the Tenterton area these days. So, congratulations to Daniel and Mint Fresh. Funnily enough, I started following them the other day. I've got some work for you, Daniel. I'm going to be in touch soon.
What does he do?
Cleaning services.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, domestic and office?
It will be.
Okay. Oh, yeah, here could do with a good old Hoover.
Exactly. Daniel's been on a couple of our programmes and currently has one of our mentors.
Cool.
And interestingly, he will be at our event next week, which I can tell you about shortly.
Yeah, and that's blast.
He'll be exhibiting next week at our event.
We'll talk about that in a moment. I just got another tweet. This is an offer from Waste Paper Solutions. It says, we could offer the Kent Foundation free waste paper recycling collections as they are a charity. I think that's also a bit of a way of getting a shout out as well. So, Waste Paper Solutions. Cool. Tell us a little bit about, it's Blast, isn't it?
Blast, yeah.
Yeah.
Each year we try to have an event and quite often, within that event we launch a research. We try to research, so everything that we do has some, we has a good chance of working. And so we've been doing this ever since we relaunched back in 2008. And so we have an annual event. It started with sort of 50, 60 people. We used to have a lunchtime in the centre of Maidstone where we got a free room. And that was fantastic. But last year we upped it a gear. We had almost 200 people arrive last year.
Mm. Really?
And we used Oakwood House in Maidstone. Yeah, we decided to go back again.
To Oakwood House. I haven't been there for a little while. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's a pretty special place these days as well, isn't it? They've done a lot of work on that.
It works for us. It's a lovely environment. Mm. It works for us. Mm. And last year we decided to call it a blast, and it truly was. We were getting some advice. We tried to listen as well as support the young people. We're trying to get things back from them, and one of the younger guys said, yeah, you should call it a blast because that's what it is.
Yeah, great name.
Yeah, yeah, so this year a blast is back.
Right.
It's on the 29th. That's next Tuesday evening, 5:30 at Oakwood House. Good venue. It's a very flexible venue. I know they have weddings and dinner dances and things there. And we use it for a number of purposes in the one evening. The evening kicks off for young people who are coming in from schools and colleges. Mm. We've got a free workshop, getting into business workshop, which is going to start about 4 o'clock. So we know that some young people will be there initially for that workshop, but they'll then get the opportunity to go and attend their first business exhibition and networking event. Brilliant. When they've been to the workshop. People register from 5:30 onwards for the main event, and it starts with an exhibition. The only people who are allowed to exhibit are young business people under the age of 30. It's free exhibition for them, and we've still got a few places left.
Cool.
It will still be buzzing with the numbers we've got, but we can, I think that's one of the beauties of using Oakwood House. Mm. If we need a little bit more room, we can get a little bit more room. So anybody under 30 who's got a business wants to have a free exhibition there, contact us at the Kent Foundation. So last year, as I say, we had almost 200 people there. We're expecting similar numbers this year. We pushing for more, but who knows what will happen until people turn up. Mm. But there's it gives you then the opportunity to see the exhibition, a fantastic networking event. And the networking event, I think the strength there for business people in Kent is that there's lots of people there. If you come along, there'll be someone there you know, because we've made some fantastic contacts in Kent now. So there's something there for everybody. But what is there, what I ask the more experienced business people to be, is a role model. Go speak to those young people, let them talk to you, listen to them, tell them about your story. So it's a great opportunity for the young, dynamic, enthusiastic business people of the county to be in the same room as those people that have been doing it for a long time and work together. I think role model is extremely important.
Cool. No, absolutely.
To hear what other people have been through and the, you know, struggling when you start your own business is just pitfalls all the time. So to get that feedback is so valuable.
However, just one other point on that. What I wouldn't want people to think is that they come in there because all these young business people need their helping hand. What you will see is actually young people who are at the cutting edge now. There's some very successful young people's businesses that will be exhibiting there.
Absolutely.
There'll be some brand new ones. There'll be some kind of lifestyle businesses, but there'll be some pucker businesses that are really offering high quality services and making money from it. You know, they're doing well. Young people are doing well in Kent already.
Absolutely. Huge energy, because we had Marcus and Diego.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you heard a couple of weeks ago. Just huge energy. Yeah.
There is an awful lot of talent in Kent.
Mm.
There's an awful lot of start-up businesses. Kent has always been a hotbed of small business anyway. There's 60,000 SMEs in Kent already. And that has created an entrepreneurial kind of buzz.
Why
around
do you
the
think
county
that
anyway.
Is? Why are they in Kent?
We have three universities. Which always helps.
Lots of colleges and schools.
We're sandwiched between London and the continent.
Mm.
And one of the things I think about the reason that there's a lot of small businesses is a lot of people either went to work in London originally and gained some skills with some big corporates there and then thought, I don't like this.
I've had enough of commuting.
Yeah, I'm fed up with going backwards and forwards and spending a fortune on a train and, you know, spending 10 quid for a sandwich at lunchtime and all that.
Getting up in the dark and coming home in the dark.
So they bring their skills back to where they live in Kent.
Mm.
And you've also got this hardcore of people that go, there is no way ever I'm going to work in London and therefore I'm going to start my own business here. Mm. And I think it's that geography allied to the talent that's here that has made that situation.
Mm.
So, Paul, if I'm a young person wanting to start a business, what do I do? What do I do in order to get help from the Kent Foundation?
Contact us anywhere you like. Kentfoundation.org is our email address. We've got a Facebook page. We're on Twitter at Kent Foundation. Or send us a direct email at kent.gov. Kentfoundation.gov.uk.
Cool. Yeah.
And or our telephone number is 01622 694341. Get in touch with us anywhere you like, and as I said earlier, we will try and come along and meet you. We picked up a number of people. We were involved in the Grow For It campaign, and we picked up a number of young people as we went around East Kent a few weeks ago. One of them, an amazing young guy called Josh Woodcock, and his website is joshadoodle.com. He's coming next week. He's a magician.
And
comedian. So it's going to be a networking event with a bit of a twist. Come along and see Josh, if nothing else.
Right, absolutely.
Because he's a big guy with a big personality, and he's going to really make the thing go. We always try to do something slightly quirky on our events, and hopefully by having Josh with us there next week, he does corporate stuff, he does children's entertainment, but he does corporate stuff as well,
right?
So he'll be there to entertain us as well as the usual networking stuff, and we're going to have a bit of a speed networking with a difference.
All right,
which we're calling Blast Off, which will happen sort of midway through the evening. We'll have Blast Off, and we're going to try and really encourage the younger people to get as many contacts from the more seasoned entrepreneurs as possible. So that's going to be another feature next week. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic.
Fantastic. What time does that finish?
7:30.
Okay. Yeah. It's just I wanted to come along, but I'm actually judging a young entrepreneurs thing in Ashford on the same evening, but I might be able to get along for the end anyway.
Good.
Cool. All the details you've just given us, all the contact details, we will put on the Kent Business Radio website.
Thank you.
So anybody that wants to follow up or wants to follow you on Twitter or like your Facebook page or get in touch with you will be able to do that. We will put all those contact details on the Kent Business Radio website. Wishing you much power, all power to your elbow. The work of the Kent Foundation is really important. The more businesses we grow in Kent, the better that Kent's economy grows, and the better for all of us. Paul, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's absolute pleasure to hear from you. Please do stay with us for the rest of the show and join in for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Paul Barron of the Kent Foundation, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. We've had loads and loads of feedback about both the guests
loads
we've had on.
Loads of tweets.
I'm going to catch up with a few of the tweets. Mm. Karen Seagrave is saying, well done to Belinda Raitt. Just heard you on the Business Bunker show. And now they're talking about cake as well.
So that's not really a first, is it, the cake?
No. That's fairly regular occurrence, food talking. I've got so many here.
Just pick one.
Well, there's just too many. Ladies Who Launch, you've already done that one. Juliet's is in the High Street in Tunbridge Wells. That's the cake shop. A completely new listener called Verwerk Kobold SE. Ladies Who Launch, Juliet's and more, Vanillaware, Business Bunker Show, blah, blah, blah. Brilliant. Also, good show, sharp and to the point interview with Belinda on the Business Bunker Show.
Oh, that so, was you, wasn't it? You were good and sharp then.
Yeah.
Well done.
I don't know what that's about, Ian. A Beaujolais boy. Men only have blips, women have lips.
I know what that was.
Hey Jules, LP and Romando Blackford.
What does LP mean?
I have no idea. Liquid Pleasure. I've told you that every time.
I know.
It's the name of his business.
I always think it's one of those, you know, LOL things.
Yeah.
You know what it was, because I said you had a blip or something.
Right. Okay. We've had somebody said, love the mentions of Tunbridge Wells thriving Twitter community, on Kent Business Radio.
Yeah, Tunbridge Wells is hip. Mm. Very hip.
Yeah. And I read you the ones from Daniel at Mintfresh, who was actually supported into business by the Kent Foundation. So congratulations to them. That's enough for the moment. We got loads and loads of those.
I think you need your mindset training to look at those, because there's so many.
There's just so many
You're
tweets now.
Frazzled.
And what? No, but one of the problems is that they come in and they refer to something that we've already done, and you've got to kind of retrofit it back to the conversation you were having, because you go, we moved on from that. Why
blips.
Are they talking about cake still?
Blips.
Yeah.
Well, Len Liz have sent us one in, and it says, hi, Vanillaware and Jules. Just to say a huge shout out to our van drivers today, who are going all around Canterbury and the surrounding areas delivering your furniture and sliding about in the snow. So well done, boys, for doing the deliveries. They say business as usual.
Brilliant. Well done, guys.
Hashtag.
I got an email here. Dear Paul, BSAP, that's the British School of Applied Psychology, offers career courses aimed at adults in the field of hypnotherapy, NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming, and counselling. We launched officially at the end of last year and are looking forward to training therapists and other professionals in Kent and London throughout this year and beyond. We are running an NLP practitioner course with a difference, which you might want to look at. And there's a massively long website link. But I will tell you the easiest way to find out is to go to www.britishschoolofappliedpsychology.com. That's all one word, britishschoolofappliedpsychology.com, and look up courses, and they are all on there.
And it will all be on the Business Bunker website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Yeah, there is a link
the
there.
Show.
And that's from Ali Hollands. Hi, Ali. Haven't seen you for ages. Hope you're well.
Dover Marina Hotel and Spa have got Burns Night this 25th of Jan.
Yep.
3ws.dovermarinahotel.co.uk.
Brilliant. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
What have you got?
I'm on a rock and roll kind of day
today.
Yeah,
I could tell.
Hey, have a listen to this.
Put your leather trousers on.
Hi. Bit of Joan Jett there.
That was a sudden ending.
Yeah, it was a bit. That was a bit abrupt.
That was a very
something
abrupt
went,
ending.
Yeah, had enough of that.
Did
anyway, Joan Jett,
chair?
Yeah, I love rock and roll.
And we were chatting with the studio guests.
We were, never mind.
Having a much more fascinating conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't know why that abruptly ended. Anyway, it did.
Sabotage.
Yeah, something like
it must
that.
Must be that squirrel biting through the line.
I want to do this email that I got now.
Go on,
as well. It's sponsors of sort for the annual Cancer Research UK Summer Lunch. The Crowborough Committee of Cancer Research UK is seeking sponsors for its annual summer lunch, the largest networking lunch locally. Last year, 250 people attended the event held at the East Sussex National Golf Resort and Spa, and the lunch raised £5,000 for the cancer charity. The Crowborough Committee was formed 25 years ago, and in that time it has raised more than £250,000. It costs just £250 to sponsor a table at the lunch, which is this year being held on Wednesday the 12th of June at the East Sussex National. Sponsors will have their company logo included on the menu, as well as on the screens at the lunch and on their sponsors' table.
And on the plates.
Yeah. The high-profile lunch will also be promoted across the local media and through social media. Many sponsors also take the opportunity to bring guests along to sit on their table. Tickets will cost around £28 a head, and tables seat 10 people. We will be most grateful for your support, says Angela Ward, who's a member of the Crowborough Committee and manager PR services at the Marketing Eye in Uckfield, which assists the event with its marketing. As the leading cancer research charity in the UK, Cancer Research UK is able to channel all funds raised to the maximum advantage in helping our scientists around the country with their vital work. There's already a number of supporters signed up, so if you want to get involved with that, you can find out more about it at their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/CRUK Crowborough. Or you can follow them at Twitter at CRUK_CROBORO. So that's Crowborough, but spelt B-O-R-O, Crowborough. So do follow up with that. Or if you want to be more specific, you can actually email Angela at themarketingeye.com.
Hi,
so
Angela.
She's
a regular bunker listener.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet here from Telcare as well, saying we want to encourage listeners to check their phone bills, because we keep seeing loads of companies that are paying for services that they no longer use. So it really is worth checking that out.
Mm.
If you want more information on that, you can find out by going to Telcare's website. And that is Telcare Limited, TelcareLtd.co.uk. So do check that out.
Listener.
Check your phone bills. Make sure you're not paying for things that you're not using.
Yeah.
And I might tell you as well, because I just happened to notice.
He's waggling his finger, listen.
Yeah, yeah. I just happened to notice, because I looked for some reason at my bank statement the other day, only to see the horrendous amount of money being taken out of my account by Sky TV every month.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm getting for that.
And there's never anything on.
No, so I'm going to be checking out what I'm paying for on there, because I don't watch anything.
You scroll through all that rubbish,
yeah,
and it's...
Because I've been that station a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and station.
That one.
Oh,
yeah.
The one, yeah.
Yeah, that was
the one
an accident.
That I have
I
to phone up my teenager to get the code.
PIN number four. Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
We can't watch anything.
That's the one.
When he's out.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's how old he is now.
Yeah, that's the one. Right, give us another email.
What I'd like, though, is if there was some just guru who could just tell you everything, all these ways of saving money, and if they could just say, right, the best package, the best this, the best that... And the best phone bill and all that.
I've just got to read this as well.
Go on then.
Because I'm just getting a
Is
bit
it from
of
a fat squirrel?
No, I'm getting a bit of abuse from Karen Wilkins here.
Oh.
From Avocet Recruitment.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not like Karen.
Yeah, she's just listening in to the Business Bunker. Good to for the first time in 2013.
20 years.
Yeah. Good to hear you both again. Paul, Joan Jett, really, leather trousers.
Oh no,
yeah.
We liked it.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
We did like it.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I like
And also, sorry about this. You can do your email in a minute.
Shall I just go and have a hot chocolate?
Yeah, something like that. Beaujolais Boy has just tweeted, if we can help with the wines at cost for the Crowborough lunch event, that will be brilliant, because I live in Crowborough.
Ah.
So there you go. Angela, if you're listening from the Marketing Eye, you need to get in touch with Beaujolais Boy, that's Ian, at Liquid Pleasure, the greatest wine emporium in the world of Kent, who are in Tenterston High Street, and you can follow him at Beaujolais Boy on Twitter.
Well, tell...
So, you need to get together.
He has a lovely little carve down there as well, a little cave, doesn't he, that you can go in and sample things.
Yep.
And I've done on many an occasion.
Okay. We're going mad today.
I know.
Mike Marshall
TheTeaGeek.com on,
oh, he's new.
On Twitter. Hi there, new listener, new startup, great show, so much information. I'm glad to hear about talent who told me about it. So thank you, Mike. Welcome to listening to the Business Bunker, and tell us what your business is, and we'll happily give you a promote.
What was it, TeaGeek?
Well, that's his Twitter handle, the T, letter T, geek.com. So that may
so
be a
website
as well.
Could be anything, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Yeah. So, Mike, tell us what you do. Give us a link to your website, and we'll gladly give you a shout out as well. Mm. You can do that email now.
Oh, there's so many, Paul. I don't know where to start. There's a Millionaire Mindset course, which is change your thoughts, change your life. Are you working all the hours God gave you and still struggling to keep your head above water financially? Don't know how to change your habits of a lifetime? Do you believe a leopard can change its spots? You really need to come on this course, and it's on the 24th of January of this year. It's already half full. It's one day a month. Lots and lots of stuff on here. It's just £149, including refreshments. You need to, there's no actual email, but you need to email ashley@ashlawrence.co.uk. So we'll put that on the Business Bunker.
There is a link on there
after.
Already. You can
okay.
pull that up.
Yeah, so we'll put that on the bunker after the show.
I've just been corrected by Lisa at Telcare mm-hmm. to give the proper website address for their...
Did you make it up?
Because I made it up, yeah. And she said, oh, I've started something now. We can't do anything about Sky. But our website is telcare.co.uk. That's T-E-L-C-A-R-E, telcare.co.uk. And there is a blog there, rechecking your bills.
Well, there's a huge, they've got a huge little flag on the Kent Business Tweetup, haven't they? On not Tweetup, on Kent Business Radio. Don't look at me like that. On the website, they've got a logo going around,
haven't
they?
Yeah.
So people can look on the website,
yeah.
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. We link everything.
For when you fluff the website lines.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I make it up is because they're all on there anyway, so you can look them up and click on them.
Yeah, but she perhaps could start doing something about Sky. That could be the next branch, couldn't
it? Yeah, could do.
I'm thinking of getting Love Film streamed.
Are you?
But I haven't.
Is that just a rumour or what?
But I haven't got a smart TV yet, so I've got to save up. My new husband doesn't want me to get a smart TV because he's being, you know, spendthrift at the moment.
Yeah, January.
Okay, FSB, Federation of Small Businesses, the East Kent branch AGM is on Thursday, 24th of January. It's at the Minis Bar and Restaurant, 6:30 p.m. That's in Birchington. The committee meeting follows at 7:30. Opportunity to elect and meet your new branch committee who'll be working on your behalf over the next 12 months. It's free to join, it's free to full joint and retired members to attend. Sorry about that. And it's www.fsbeastkent240113, and then it goes on Eventbrite and all that, but it will go on the Business Bunker website after the show. And then Janice Watton, the tall one.
Oh, Janice, I haven't seen you for ages.
Yes, she's castlewoodhotels.com. So that's Janice.Watton with an H, W-H-A-T-T-O-N, at castlewoodhotels.com, is telling you about the Brownies Breakfast Meeting, which is on Thursday, the 31st of January, and it's at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotels in New Dover Road, Canterbury, 7 a.m. to 9, $9.50 a person, gorgeous homemade brownies. Of course, the brilliant guest speaker is Jill Tipping, the business of being an author and network with like-minded, friendly, brownie-eating people.
Cool. Yeah, just going back to FSB, we've got a very good relationship with FSB, mm-hmm. and they're actually, at our event next week, we'll be presenting a free membership to one of our young people.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Cool.
So, yeah,
that's good.
It's been very difficult to choose one person who we think deserves this.
Right.
But a great opportunity for that young person.
Absolutely.
And it's great to be supported by FSB.
Yeah, I've been a member of the Federation of Small Business for a long, long time, and they have some fantastic business perks for mm-hmm. people to join as well. Oh, that's a really useful price.
But that will be announced on the evening.
All right, brilliant. So we'll look forward to that. Do us a favour, Paul. Once that winner's been announced, if you let us know, then we'll give them a shout on the bunker as well.
Perhaps the winner could come on the show.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, that would be good.
I'm sure
they'd be delighted.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll do that. Not a problem. We're fast running out of time. There's not long to go. And I've got quite a long email here. The world's most expensive link.
Alan Noak.
Yeah, hi Paul. For a number of years now, the top slot has been firmly held by Kent-based Anthony Gray Clocks, who specialise in antique clock restoration. This has now been the world's most expensive leak, wait for this, for 1,142 days. Okay. So to gain the top spot, your link must be worth a total now of £551. But you can start your link off from as little as a pound. And these are some of the companies that have topped up in December. For those of you that don't know, the world's most expensive link is run by Alan Noak of iSlab. And it's just a clever little way of advertising...
And Shackleton.
And Shackleton the Penguin.
Yeah.
It's a clever little way of advertising your business whilst generating money for charity. And it's a completely, you know, it's a not-for-profit activity that Alan runs, and it's absolutely excellent. So do get involved. Have a look at the website. But top-ups in December. Into fourth place has gone ArebaKent.biz. At seventh place is our old mate Andy at hoodnershorse.co.uk.
Oh, well done, Andy.
Yeah, and Gulliver Emmick. We know all these people.
Yeah.
At ninth place is Mighty Safe, secure online storage and communications company.
Another bunker.
Yeah, trailerskent.co.uk, duffbag.com, smiletrain.org.uk, somuchbunting.co.uk, cry.org.uk, a1itwebdesign.com, parcelpark.com and yourminibills.co.uk have all updated and moved up the food chain, as it were, on the world's most expensive link.
Well done, all.
So, a massive thank you to all 210 participants to date. We are very proud to say we have now raised £1,136.86 for the selected charity on the world's most expensive link.com. And that is the website, www.theworldsmostexpensivelink.com. So do get involved with that because it's a great, great, great idea.
Yeah. It is.
He didn't mention where the business bunker is on there. We're probably about 990th at the moment. I haven't topped it up for a while.
Yeah, you need to top it up.
We've had a tweet from the ladies who launch saying, well done to Liquid Pleasure and Ian for offering to help with the Crowborough lunch. So that's good to hear. And Mike Marshall, thanks for the mention. The itgeek.com is the website, the itgeek.com. And they offering IT services, web design, office moves, and IT stroke organisation for events. So, good. Thanks for letting us know that, Mike. And we wish you much luck with that new business venture.
Oh, so, and I need to say thank you to Billy Dean Kent, while we're talking about geeks, for coming and trying to sort out my Wi-Fi for me very patiently.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy Dean.
And we've had a tweet here saying, sounds like the switched on Tunbridge Wells ladies are having a great effect on Kent Business Radio, which is and the fabulous Business Bunker Show. So thank you. We have a bit of a mutual appreciation society going on here. Good. Do us another email then, Jules.
Get into shape for 2013. Built for Marketing is offering you a free, no obligation health check on your marketing and sales planning for 2013. With our open and flexible approach, we'll be a welcome addition to your in-house marketing and sales skill base. To find out more, Jules or Karina on 01580 892 032, and that's on www.builtformarketing.co.uk/marketing.
Funny. Have you mentioned the Kent Business Suite up?
I mentioned the Lenleys one, which is on the Thursday the 31st.
You've done that one.
And Miller's Arms, which is
You've done
February.
Both of those, have
yes.
you? Good. I won't have to mention those then.
Nope.
What I will mention though is an employment law breakfast seminar organised by Girling's Solicitors. And they are talking about new developments in 2013 on things like parental leave, reforms to the Equalities Act 2010, employment tribunal rules, collective consultation, whistleblowing claims, employee shareholder status, fees and other proposed reforms. Not that we've got any red tape in running a business.
No.
I don't know what happened to the bonfire of the quangos and red tape. That was another one that went in the same way as most political promises, but never mind. Anyway, Girlings are going to help you sift your way through this entire tangle of red tape on Friday, the 8th of February, at the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce offices in Ashford.
if you'd like to know more about that, you can go to their website, which is www.girlings, that's girlings.com, and find out about their breakfast seminars on employment law. Oh, and there's another one on, that's on Friday the 8th of February, and they're running the same event again on Tuesday the 12th of February at Hall Place in Canterbury.
So many emails here. I'm just trying to sift through, you know, to get the dates, you know, so the most urgent ones get read first. So if you can hear the rattling of paper, that's why. Sorry about that. Kent Invicta Chamber Business Awards, celebrating business excellence. If your business is doing well under the current difficult economic circumstances, why not shout about it and try for a well-deserved award? Share your successes and get the recognition you deserve by entering the Kent Invicta Chambers 2013 Awards. Winners will be announced at a gala dinner to be held in the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge on the 13th of March. Apply now. So just Google there, Kent Invicta Chamber Business Awards, and we'll put something on the website after the show. And there's a youth contract. Employers are now eligible for an incentive of up to £2,275 to employ any young person aged 18 to 24 who's been in receipt of benefits for more than 6 months. Job Centre Plus. They have got a number of customers who fit this profile and they'd like to match with local employers. Please contact your local Job Centre Plus office or kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. Thanks for that. That sounds good.
Brilliant. Thank you. Well, we're fast approaching the end of the show. We've only a few minutes left to go. You've got quite a few emails left, haven't
Hundreds.
You? I've still got emails flying around all over the place, although they're not talking to me anymore. They're talking to each other now. They're all discussing Ian's offer of wine, and they're all trying to blag some wine off him.
And who can blame them?
Yeah, absolutely. And why not? What a fantastic offer Liquid Pleasure have made to finance at cost the wine for the Crowborough Cancer Research Dinner. So that's another hit for the Business Bunker show. And
I wonder if Ian found his, he was looking for a sort of an assistant, wasn't he? A young assistant. Did he find anyone?
I don't know.
Because Marcus left, didn't he?
I don't know.
It's your village.
I know, but I don't drink, so I don't go in his wine. Well, I do go in his wine shop quite a lot, actually.
Lemonade.
Yeah, no, I do go in there quite a lot, actually. So for someone that doesn't drink, I spend a lot of time in there, to be honest.
Have you eaten your licorice that I bought you yet?
I did. I ate it fairly soon after you gave it to me.
That was supposed to be for when you were snowed in.
That was my lunch.
I was snowed in.
I was snowed in. There was a snowball out there.
Our
gutter's blocked with ice, by the way.
That was an emergency supply. Keith Grimley, previously with Maidstone and Shepway District Councils, has joined Locating Kent as their new business development executive. He's looking forward to working with businesses who need new premises or even land in East Kent. Contact Keith. There's a telephone number, which is 01732 520725, or you can email keith@locateinkent.com.
I know Keith. He's a good lad.
Yeah, I'd like a bit of land.
Yeah, Keith and I used to spend quite a lot of time wandering around Maidstone, pointing at buildings, so cool. We could do things with that. Anyway, he's gone now, and he's now locating Kent, but wish him much luck with his new role. He's a good lad.
Is he sort of you know, building chap? Is he an architect or something, or a surveyor?
No, I don't think so. He's just a maker of things happen.
You just used to go around wandering around looking at buildings.
No. Keith used to be involved with economic development in Maidstone when I was chairman or vice chairman of the Maidstone Economic Development Committee.
Chairman of vice,
yeah, in charge of vice and the nighttime community. No, I wasn't. I was vice chair of the Economic Development Committee on Maidstone Borough Council. And Keith and I used to walk around the high street area looking at buildings, planning things that we could do with them, you know, to improve the economy at Maidstone.
It just reminded me of when my kids were young and there was a cartoon called Miami Mice.
Right.
Do you remember Miami Vice?
Yeah. Miami Mice.
For kids, there was a Miami Mice, which was really sweet. Mm. You had to be there, Paul.
Oh, we've got lots of feedback about Sky now. I've started something, haven't I?
Oh, yeah. Is someone telling us what
you do?
Yeah.
It says ReSky. If you have your own Sky box, you can still get many channels on Sky FreeSat for free, or FreeSat TV.
Is that like Freeview?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You can get free Sky shows. Yeah, on your Sky box, you can. That's true. All that's happened is over the years, people from Sky have rung me up and go, "Do you want a special offer?" They do this. I noticed this. They did this before. They said, "You can have such and such a channel free for 3 months.
Yeah.
Do you want it?" And you go, "Oh yeah." And then in the small print, after that, they just start charging you, and you get so used to watching it
that you don't realise you're being charged, and before you know it, your bill adds up.
We've only got films, but even then, I just there's so many films, and they're all bloody rubbish. Mm. Am I allowed to say bloody on the radio?
No,
they're blooming rubbish.
No, it's too late now.
They're blooming rubbish.
I'm going to have to edit you out now.
That's why I want Love Film, and I want to stream it, so then I can just choose what I want.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had Ladies Who Launch saying, really enjoying the show. Great show today.
Yes, they're obviously lunching.
Yeah, so, no, ladies that launch.
Yeah, but they launch over lunch, don't they?
Probably.
Generally. Yeah. Or lattes and things.
How many emails have you got left?
105.
Okay, we'll read out number 102, please.
New Security Services Business Directory. The first 50 listings are totally free. Mm. New Security Services has just gone international. If they say this again, I'm going to... The new symbol to use business directory for all covert or overt security services and suppliers with free basic listing. So you can go to visit the directory at www.covert-directory.com. Have a look at the unique directory. It gives you a quick and easy search tool to find professional services offering a powerful source of information with global reach. So we'll put that on the Business Bunker after the show. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. There's a business, Wealden Business Group's annual charity dinner, which is in aid of the Pilgrims Hospice, fantastic cause, on Saturday the 2nd of February. Tickets for the dinner at the Little Silver Country Hotel Tenterden are just £35 each. Fabulous value for a champagne and canapé reception, or canapes, depending on what you like. Super three-course dinner, great entertainment, a fun casino, auction and raffle, all in aid of the hospice. So that's at the Oliver Johnston at the Little Silver Country Hotel. There is a number here, which is 01233 850321. Little Silver Country Hotel, Ashford Road. Sounds
brilliant.
Good. And yeah, that's for the Pilgrims Hospice.
That's
good
stuff.
That must be your local hotel.
It is.
So you might as well go to that.
Fairly close to me.
And get dinner there.
Too far to walk.
Grab a sheet.
Yeah.
Trot down.
Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, After Hours Clubs. This popular and highly successful casual networking event is coming to a venue near you. These are the February dates and times and places. No booking is required. You just bring your business cards. It's free to members and non-members. So if you want to find out what being a member of the Kent Invicta Chamber is like, you can go along to one of these totally free events. They're from 6 in the evening till 7:30. And the next ones are on Tuesday the 5th of February at the Coniston Hotel, London Road, Sittingbourne. And also on the same night is the Nuclear Business and Innovation Centre, Brunel Way, Dartford. On Tuesday the 12th of February at the River Centre, Medway Wharf in Tunbridge. On Tuesday the 19th of February at the Abbott Spartan Hotel, New Dover Road in Canterbury. On Tuesday the 19th of February at the Innovation Centre in Medway, that's in City Road, Medway. On Tuesday the 26th of February at the Best Western Russell Hotel, Boxley Road, Maidstone. And on Wednesday the 27th of February, back at the Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne. So there's a whole range of after-hours business clubs with the Kent Invicta Chamber around about the county during February.
Try them out. Got one here. Hi, Paul. Hope you don't mind me emailing you, but I want to let you know about an event that's coming up in February. Securing the Right Finance, hosted at Club Workspace, Kennington Park, on Wednesday the 13th of February. And it's in association with Club Workspace, HSBC, Growth Accelerator and Market Invoice. 6 p.m. arrival, drinks and informal networking for a 6:30 p.m. start. And that's on www.securingtherightfinance.eventbrite.co.uk. Bring your business cards and £10 plus VAT plus a small booking fee per delegate.
Brilliant. That just leaves me to say thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker show this week. It's been a pleasure to have you all here and all of our new listeners as well. Massive thank you to our two guests, Belinda Ray of About Directors and Mr. Paul Barron of the Kent Foundation. Do get along to the Kent Foundation Blast, which is on Tuesday, January the 29th at the Oakwood Park. You can find out all about that from the websites, and all of the websites and everything you've heard on today's show is on